Let's say you had a good job, a very good job, but you were getting for past couple of years really bad reviews from your employers. They said you weren't getting along well with your coworkers. You weren't producing well. You just weren't getting the job done. Now, would you keep doing things the way you were doing them, or would you start trying to get along? Would you start trying to be more productive? Would you start trying to get more stuff done? Well, obviously, I'm talking about the Congress of the United States of America getting from their employers, you and me, some of the worst job reviews they have ever gotten in the history of this nation. In fact, some members of that august body are quitting because they say it's not a nice place to be. And one of your representatives, Representative Don Manzullo of the Rockford area, is on the WGN Newsline, a Republican. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning. How are you today?
It's a good day to be in Chicagoland, I'll tell you that. Is it a good day to be in Washington, D.C.?
Well, it's a hostile work environment, and the public has been very generous in giving Congress a 27% approval rating. I give it a 0% approval rating.
So with that in mind, are you and your fellow Congress people jumping into the aisle and shaking each other by the shoulders and saying, let's get along, let's get some business done?
Well, the issue is not getting along. The issue is getting things done. That's what upsets the American people. American people don't mind a good fight, but what they want in a good fight is they want civility and they want results. And unfortunately, you don't have either of those, and the American people suffer from it. But the problem that we see, Greg, is the fact that the Democrats, and I have to get a little bit partisan here, have a huge commanding majority in the Senate and the House. And then when things don't go their way, they blame it on the minority of the Republicans when they don't need us in the first place. So first they have the party and don't invite the Republicans to it. I'm talking about the health care. And then when their bill goes sour, they blame it on the Republicans. So it's very, very unfortunate. But the American people want some things done. They want some basic things done on health care. And I wish that people would realize, and maybe we should talk more about it, is that Senator Durbin and I, of all people, very different parties, different philosophies, are co-sponsoring what's called a SHOP Act, S-H-O-P. The bill was written by the National Federation of Independent Businesses and an SEIU union that allows small businesses to join together across state lines, purchase insurance in group, and to honor state mandates. It's one of those simple solutions if somebody would just bring up that bill. But unfortunately, the party in power says it doesn't go far enough. They want to have a government-run health insurance.
The stimulus package has been in place for a year now. Not many of my friends feel stimulated.
Well, no. I guess you would be you'd feel stimulated if you were one of the people in Buffalo that got $390,000 to study the relationship between malt liquor and marijuana use. But that's one of the problems in the stimulus bill is the fact that only a small percentage, about 5%, was actually ever related to what I call job creation, which would be building infrastructure, et cetera. And the rest was really false promises held out to the American public that it would create jobs, and in fact it has not.
Something that it appears that most sides agree on is the recent Supreme Court ruling that opens the door for corporations, labor unions, and other organizations to spend money directly from their general funds to influence campaigns. How do you feel about it, and how do the people around you in Congress feel about that?
Problem is that nobody talks about George Soros. I mean, he alone, as an individual, was allowed to pump in literally millions of dollars through different sources. And, you know, you could have as many restrictions as you want on the source of money, and you can lift the restrictions, and unfortunately, somewhere along, you're going to have lack of transparency, and then you're going to have wadding of all the money together, and then you're going to have abuse take place. So, you know, we're not really thrilled that a corporation can give money, but I don't think that they're actually going to give money. I don't see any massive change that's going to take place with the Supreme Court ruling.
Now, the president, President Obama, is being pressed to free George Ryan from prison. Let's talk about that right after WGN traffic and weather on the 7s. 6:18, we're talking with Congressman Don Manzullo from the Rockford area, Republican. The pressure is on to free George Ryan from prison, not to commute his sentence, not to pardon him, but to let him out because his wife is terminally ill and Ryan himself is sick. Your feelings on this?
Well, you reach a certain point where if somebody's about ready to die and they're in prison for a long, long time, that, you know, perhaps they should be released. But I tell you, it's a I'm just really upset at the fact that 5 of the past 8 governors in Illinois have been indicted. One beat the indictment. Blagojevich is going to go to jail. That means 4 of the last 8 governors in Illinois will have been jailed. Somebody needs to send a message that these people are in jail not only because of what they did, but to serve as a disincentive to the American, to other politicians not to do it, and it's to serve as a notice of the fact that crime does not pay. You know, I'm very, very sorry that he's ill in prison, and so we're going to have to weigh that against him being ill.
Three more years to go.
How many?
3 more.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I've been concentrating so much on the real stimulus, which is tax incentives, reducing cost of health care, reducing energy cost level in the international playing field, that I just have not taken the time to study that whole issue as to whether Ryan should be released.
Okay. How's the weather in D.C.? I mean, you've had so much snow.
Well, I'm in Illinois.
Oh, you're.
I never got back.
You never got.
No, I've been here for 2 weeks.
You've been snowed in.
Yes, the American people were spared 1 week without Congress, which meant that the American people went a whole week without more spending, without taxes being raised.
So the joke that I heard is Congress was not in session. Did you notice?
Yes, taxes did not go up that week.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
Congressman.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Congressman Don Manzullo of the Rockford area here on WGN Radio. It's